We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Learfield on the Cowboys Sports Network, live from Slim Chickens on Boomer Road in Stillwater, just north of Galgariba Arena. Welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, brought to you by Integris Health, the most trusted name in healthcare. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Bud Light, proud friend of Cowboy basketball, famous among friends. And by Slim Chickens, home of the weekly Head Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Boynton Radio Show here tonight. We're at Slim Chickens, and another exciting night of Cowboy basketball last night. Weather was nasty, and Cowboys were nasty hosts to the Red Raiders in pursuit of a Big 12 Conference Championship. As last night, Oklahoma State upset Texas Tech 79-71. It wasn't a large crowd because the weather was so bad, but the crowd that was there was fantastic. They were loud, they were engaged, and it was fun. So now, see if Oklahoma State can build upon that. And really, the thought process is this. Probably two more conference wins in these last three regular season games, and there's a pretty darn good chance Oklahoma State would be in the NCAA tournament. To illustrate that point further, in case you're saying, wait a second, now that's 8-10 in conference and not 20 wins, let me throw this at you. Oklahoma State is one of only 10 teams that has three top 25 RPI wins and at least five top 50 wins overall. They are one of only six teams below seven in the RPI to pull that off. So here are the teams. Virginia, number one. Villanova, three. These are RPI ratings. North Carolina, five. Kansas, six. Auburn, 7, Texas Tech, 17, Texas A&M, 26, Alabama, 30, Oklahoma, 32, North Carolina State, 57, and the Cowboys, 96. Not sure who's writing those computer programs, but for whatever reason, they haven't figured Oklahoma State very nicely into that equation. The committee only looks at so much math. They'll see if the Cowboys can pick up a couple more wins here in these last three. They'll see who they've beaten, and you'd like to think they'd put the Cowboys in. So there you go. 1 of 10. Three top 25 RPI wins and at least five top 50 wins overall. That's pretty nice company there. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via Twitter. My Twitter handle is at GoPokesVoice. Glad you're with us here tonight at Slim Chickens, home of the Coach Boynton Radio Show. And remember, if you have a catering need, it could be even a small group. If you have orders over $100, They'll bring it to you. They'll deliver it to you, to your home, to your office, to your party, wherever the case, wherever the event may be. Slim Chickens, your choice for catering just northeast of Galagaraiba Arena here in Stillwater. Coach Boynton's here, and we'll start our chat with him when we come back. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Oh, I am craving a Dr. Pepper. Got any?
Yeah, sure. I got some soda.
Hold up. I asked not for soda. No, I asked for ice-cold, craveable Dr. Pepper. And what you got is not Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is like a beautiful snowflake. From a distance, it looks like other sodas. But under the microscope that is our taste buds, we discover a completely original soda experience. Dr. Pepper is more unique than the DNA that makes you you. Its flavor is more one of a kind than a four-toed sloth with a thirst for speed. So stop settling for soda and start demanding Dr. Pepper. I do.
Nice, man. I love sloths.
When you crave a Dr. Pepper, nothing else will do. Grab an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, the one you crave.
Cowboy fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenience store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com for all your online shopping. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Go Cowboys!
No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
There's something for everybody to fall in love with this month at Hard Rock Casino Tulsa during Rev Up the Romance. Because on Saturday, February 17th and 24th, you could win your choice of a 2018 Cadillac SUV or sedan at 10 p.m. Earn entries daily now through February 24th and double entries on Saturdays for your chance to fall head over heels into a new Cadillac. Only at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Tulsa. You should be here.
Miss Williams, your prescription's ready.
Oh, thank you. This is a new medication for me.
Now, you need to remember, just like alcohol, these pills can impair your driving. So don't drive while taking them.
You've seen those labels that say, do not operate heavy machinery? Well, your vehicle is heavy machinery. Always read and follow the warning labels on your medications. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
Welcome back. We're at Slim Chickens here at Stillwater for the Mike Boynton Radio Show. We're glad you're with us. Okay, after what happened last night and now checking the golf scores today, this may be smelling of one of those weeks where we think Oklahoma State's going to take over the world. Because at the Honda Classic down in South Florida, the first Florida stop on the PGA Tour, we have two Cowboys in the top three in the first round. Alex Noren, who is a fantastic player on the European Tour and now is playing on the PGA Tour full-time, leads. And Morgan Hoffman, of course, great story, who has been diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, but battling through that, is tied for third. Of course, Hoff seems to like that particular course, the very difficult venue of the Honda Classic. He really seems to like that golf course. Last year, he finished tied for second, his best ever PGA Tour finish, and now third. So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the course of the weekend, let you know. Coach Boynton, you may have started a good thing last night. It's one of those weeks where we feel like we're going to take over the world. Those are great for Cowboy fans. We seem to win everything. And last night, you got it started.
Yeah, we did. We played really well. We played really well together. Our guys were committed to our defensive game plan, which was trying to keep them from penetrating as much as possible. Then using that defense to allow ourselves to get out and play fast offensively. And, on a night where your shots go in, it looks pretty good. We didn't take a ton of threes, but we took enough and made, more than we had been making on average throughout the year. So hopefully last night was the start of a trend here. We kind of hit a recalibration after Saturday in Fort Worth. Just talked about this being a four-game season, and got the first one to four.
Recalibration, how did that come about? I mean, obviously you felt like you needed to kind of change the vibe of things, but when you say recalibrated, what do you mean?
Well, you know, through the course of the season, a lot of different dynamics happen, and we've had several distractions, both internally and externally with our team. And so sometimes you start getting caught up and focusing on things that weren't a part of your original mission. And what I mean by that is get consumed by the outside chatter of, at this point, who on your team's going to be all conference, or how far can you advance in the NCAA tournament, or you know, which guys will be able to play professional basketball, and things of that nature that don't have anything to do with what we set out to do, which was every single night we want to be the hardest playing team on the court of the two teams playing. We want to play so hard that the other team feels a little bit, you know, overwhelmed. We want to be playing an incredibly unselfish basketball, and we want to play with an amount of pride that shows what Oklahoma State basketball is about. And for about a two-week period or so, we kind of got away from that and started focusing on the bigger picture, the outside distractions, the tournament, and we really just kind of got back to, hey, this is who we need to be. We need to be a team that grinds it out defensively, makes it really hard for other teams to score. We need to be a team that plays really fast offensively and unselfishly on the offensive end. And when we do that, we're a pretty good team, and we've been able to have success. And if we do that consistently, then we believe that the big picture things will take care of themselves because of it.
Did you sense in the practice sessions after the TCU game that message was being received?
I did. We were off on Sunday by NCAA rules. Used that opportunity to hit the road again and do some evaluating for the future. But it also gave me a time to reflect on my approach. And I always take personal responsibility for how our team plays. I need our team to continue to understand that they have to perform in a way that's representative of what this program is about. But I'm the leader here, and you know, I've got to always make sure that I'm doing things that they can see what it looks like to represent Oklahoma State and give maximum effort and have positive opportunities to preach, you know, the things that we're doing well. We need to reemphasize those. The things that we're not doing well, we have to either eliminate or we need to correct immediately. So when I met with the guys on Monday, I told them, hey, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on TCU. That's behind us. We don't have to play them again until maybe in the conference tournament. But we do have four more games here that we still have a chance to, you know, accomplish a lot. But we can't do it unless we focus on, you know, the back of our shorts says defense. We got away from that. We went five games where combined we took one charge, and that's not who we are, not who we can be if we want to have the success that we talk about.
Yeah, and your opponents were shooting a high percentage, and a high percentage from three as well. That changed last night because you look at Tech's numbers. They only shot, they didn't even shoot 42%, just below that, and went 9 of 23 from three. And in the second half is even worse. They shot 36%. So those are the kinds of numbers you're looking for, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And we, you know, the thing we had to do was make sure, because they're a really good offensive rebounding team, we had to clean up on the glass. And although they got a fair share, we got enough of them that led to transition baskets. We had to put them at a pretty strong disadvantage.
You were talking about evaluating your approach. Did you change anything? I mean, did you feel like, maybe I need to alter how I'm delivering the message or practice whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I was conscious of being more engaged throughout the entirety of practice. There's sometimes where I allowed the team to coach themselves. And what I know is, you know, I need to always put myself in position that they see what the leadership is supposed to look like. And it's important that I continue to develop those internal leaders. But right now, those guys are still searching for a voice. And right now, I'm that voice. So I've been a little bit more active consistently throughout practice and not giving them those moments on their own as much. But there's still some times where I demand that they communicate with each other, because I know when the ball is tipped for games, you know, I can't go out there with them. I can't stop a play and figure it out for them. And so there's a great balance that we have to strike there.
You know, teachers, whether they're teaching at Westwood Elementary in Stillwater or You know, they're a university professor. They remember their student teaching gig when they were learning. And you've had that as an apprentice, as an assistant coach, but this is your first chance to be the teacher, so to speak. Are you still feeling out for yourself what works for you as a teacher? Because that's what you are, first and foremost, I'm assuming, as a teacher, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and a lot of what, you know, my job, per se, is judged on is whether we win or lose. And my job, really, the responsibility I have is greater than that. And I have to always be conscious that I'm giving these guys the right messages, that I'm putting those guys in position that they're going to be able to have success by the way they learn how to work within our program. And I don't know if I'm necessarily evaluating myself as much as I've got to constantly evaluate my team.
Right.
Because a year from now, I may be taking a different approach because the guys receive things differently. They're
sure.
going to be different people in the locker room, and the messages will have to be delivered in a different manner. So I always try to be adaptable based on the people that we have. And right now I know that our team needs my voice a little bit more.
Last night you made 10 straight shots. DeZagua made the three, 19 seconds left, I think it was, in the first half. And then you made nine in a row. Six of those in the second half were three. So you made seven straight threes overall, 10 straight from the field. Meanwhile, Tech was going 1-for-11. Well, and then it's 28-8 run, and you're up by 16. Do you remember playing or coaching in a game when that happened?
And I'm putting you on the spot. No team that I played on shot that well because I couldn't shoot.
So. Oh, jeez. I don't believe
it. I did play with some really good shooters. I don't ever remember a stretch like that. I do know our teams at Stephen F. Austin had some really good shooters, and we could put people away pretty quickly. But we did it mostly with smothering defense and getting out and scoring layups. You know, this team, I've seen this team shoot the ball really well in practice consistently, and I've tried to encourage that they continue to take those type of shots that I watch them shoot in practice, even though, you know, some people are probably scratching their heads when we take 20 to 25 threes because they're nights where we don't make them. And so we've got to try to find other ways to win, but I still have great confidence in all these guys. You know, Thomas DeZagua certainly is the most prolific shooter from a consistency standpoint, but Jeff Carroll's showing he's capable of making them.
Sure.
Really high percentage last year. Lindy Waters has come along and played really well in the last 3 weeks in terms of shooting the basketball. Cam McGriff continues to expand his game in that area. Now, Tavares John, who's been in and out with those injuries, and then Kendall Smith, who shot the ball as well in the last 2 or 3 weeks as anybody we have,
phenomenal,
is starting to make them. So, you know, as soon as I can get Mitchell Solomon to not worry about missing one, then we can really, really be dangerous from there.
I understand that. You mentioned the word confidence, and you mentioned that a lot. I was visiting with somebody after the game last night, and they were, you know, talking about, wow, made all those shots. And you probably don't want to speak about yourself, but it would seem that the fact that you have so much confidence in your guys is what lends itself to what they did that was extraordinary during that stretch that we don't ever remember anybody doing before, making 10 straight shots. Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe that, hey, the fact that you don't browbeat them about shooting, that you have confidence in their shot, allows you to just go to such a high level? When it goes really high. I mean, maybe you don't feel comfortable saying that.
I mean, I don't know if it's me. It's just it's a way to coach. It's a way to, you know, pour belief in guys. You know, one of the best things that someone can do for you is to tell you that they believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
That they want to continue to work with you because they know you can get to another level of success, no matter what it's in. And I hope that the way I approach it by constantly reminding these guys that, hey, you're here for a reason. We play you because you're capable of helping us. And we believe in your ability, not only from a making shot standpoint, but from rebounding, from being good defenders, taking charges, again, which we got away from. But, you know, if you don't have confidence, you cannot have success in this game. You just can't.
It's too hard, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll try as hard as I can, as long as I coach, to never be responsible for a player not having confidence.
It seems like, you know, Mitchell Solomon's had a couple of nagging things going on. Lindy had the little hip deal a week ago that seemed to bug him a bit. Of course, a while back, Kendall Smith had the flu. Tavares is working his way back from the wrist. Is there any truth to the fact that you're healthier maybe than what you've been in a while? And so coupled with a lot of other things, that maybe is another extra ingredient. I mean, it appears that way. I know you don't like to talk about injuries like, hey, you know what, everybody's got them, you got to play through them. But they even look springier in practice. There's a number of reasons for that, but you look healthier. Is there any truth to that or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think also guys are just fighting a little bit harder. You know, I don't think the injuries have necessarily gone away. You know, Jeff Carroll fell pretty hard last night and had a little bit of a bruise on his hip. Mitchell Solomon, I try to take him out of practice as often as I can. I mean, he doesn't want to come out of practice, but you know, I know that body's got a lot of miles on it, and he takes a physical toll every night we play because of how hard he plays. But credit goes to those guys. I mean, they want to have success, and they don't want to let their teammates down. They don't want to let our fans down. They don't want to let this program down. They know they have great responsibility when they put that uniform on. So, I mean, all the credit goes to them for just wanting to fight through, no matter what they're going through personally, whether an injury or not. They really just want to do the right thing by Oklahoma State basketball.
Throughout the season, you have said Mitchell Solomon is your MVP, not because of any gaudy statistics he necessarily puts up, but because of all the little things he does. And you've spoken a lot about his defense. He only played 13 minutes last night. How much value is there? Because his teammates, they know how valuable he is. How much value is there to beating the sixth-ranked team in the country when the guy who's your MVP is in foul trouble the whole game and plays 13 minutes?
Yeah, it's hard to quantify to people who don't really study the game, to the lay fan who just watches and enjoys it. You know, they only can see and understand the obvious. So when Mitchell plays 13 minutes and has 3 points, doesn't make a basket. And I will tell you, he was our most valuable player last night.
Even though it was 13
because
minutes?
Because when I go back and watch film, and then I look at the way we break down the values of what we have, Mitchell Solomon in a game we won by 8 points, and he's played 13 minutes and didn't make a basket, was our leading efficiency player. He was we were plus 19 when he was on the court.
Plus 19?
Yeah.
Wow. In 13 minutes.
In 13 minutes. In the game, we won by 8.
There you go.
So when he was not in the game, we were minus 5.
Wow.
So again, it's hard to make people understand how that occurs. And it happens because Mitch rarely, now he gets in foul trouble all the time, and fouls are mistakes. But most of Mitchell's fouls are a result of him helping his teammates. His first foul, Lindy Waters does the right thing but doesn't communicate it properly.
Yeah.
And Mitchell fouls a guy cutting to the basket. His second foul, he's posting up, and Kendall picks up his dribble a bounce too early, and he's stuck. And so the ball's in the air. Mitch is trying to save his teammate from a turnover.
Right, right.
And crashes into a guy. It was like 30 seconds apart. So he's got 2 fouls, and he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I remember the play you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. But I guess I would have thought going into the game, gosh, if Mitch only plays 13 minutes, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But then he takes the 13 minutes, and he's productive like he played for 35.
And it's hard to imagine how you can even be plus 19. Now, part of it is we made a bunch of shots to start the second half when he was in there.
But you're also getting stops.
Sure. But his defensive presence is a great one because, again, he picks up most of his fouls because he covers for teammates. But a lot of times he covers for teammates to stop the other team from scoring. He covers all of our ball screens correctly. He's our best rebounder. He talks more than anybody on the court. And then the thing he did last night was he was so engaged in the process of the game, even when he didn't play, that he basically ran our timeouts.
Really?
And I was able to coach the scheme, the strategy, because he was owning the leadership part. Just get one more stop. Let's move the ball here. Here's what's open. And so that really helps our staff to be able to help those guys, especially in the games that are closest we've played in this league.
We're at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show. And remember, check out the Dine and Stay in Stillwater partners, including the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Freddy's Frozen Custard, Domino's, Eskimo Joe's, and Mexico Joe's. And the Stillwater Country Club has a beautiful new facility to match your outstanding golf course. There's several rooms available for business meetings and dining facilities for formal events. And don't forget to visit the Pro Shop for the latest OSU gear. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via Twitter. My Twitter handle is at GoPokesVoice. You can also use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. We're at Slim Chickens, and this is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Our players are winning at Paradise. That's right. Seven Clans Paradise Casino is the home of the 20K Fortune Fridays. It pays even more on Friday with random rewards drawings beginning at 6 p.m. Raise the stakes and make a reservation inside the world-class 7C Land and Cattle. The perfect place to celebrate your winnings. Make the short drive on Highway 177 and win big this February at Paradise.
Furniture Showcase is Stillwater's premier furniture and mattress store. Cowboy fans love shopping at Furniture Showcase in downtown Stillwater with all your favorite brands like Tempur-Pedic, Serta, and Ashley, our own Lazy Boy Comfort Studio, and a Bassett Design Center with custom options you won't find anywhere else. We deliver all over the state of Oklahoma, and we take the time to help you design a room that's perfect for you. Only at Furniture Showcase on the corner of 5th and Main in downtown Stillwater.
Cavender's is your complete Western apparel headquarters. Cavender's has boots, boots, and more boots. Plus hats, shirts, jeans, belts, and accessories for men, women, and children. From core Western wear to the latest fashions, Cavender's has you covered. We're here to outfit you head to toe in great Western style with great prices and great selections. Visit us on the web at cavenders.com or find a store near you. Come in and shop where you can save big. Save now at Cavender's.
Oh, I am craving a Dr. Pepper. Got any?
Yeah, sure. I got some soda.
Hold up. I asked not for soda. No, I asked for ice-cold, craveable Dr. Pepper. And what you got is not Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is like a beautiful snowflake. From a distance, it looks like other sodas. But under the microscope that is our taste buds, we discover a completely original soda experience. Dr. Pepper is more unique than the DNA that makes you you. Its flavor is more one of a kind than a four-toed sloth with a thirst for speed. So stop settling for soda and start demanding Dr. Pepper. I do.
Nice, man. I love sloths.
When you crave a Dr. Pepper, nothing else will do. Grab an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, the one you crave.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us from Slim Chickens. Nice crowd on hand here tonight for the show. Appreciate everybody coming out. We've got one more next week before the Jayhawks come in. And then that'll be our final show of the year, and we'll see what happens with the postseason. You know, I'll bet, we'll talk to Slim Chickens about this. This is just a little slight recommendation. Hopefully they don't mind. I'm going to wager, let's see, I count, Coach, 1, 2, 3, 4 TVs. It's not really that big of a place. You could camp in here and watch some serious ball in March. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, you could camp in here and hang out.
Come over for early lunch and catch the 11 a.m. tips.
Darn right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. We'll go off the grid here a little bit. Were you one of those that when you were young, you might try to slip out of school early if March Madness was going on? Do you run home and watch those games? I mean, were you really engaged in the NCAA tournament when you were young, or were you more just caught up in your own thing?
No, I was very, very much caught up in it. But the games weren't all televised like they are now.
Well, that's true. So, I grew up in that era, yeah.
I didn't really – it wasn't – popular to try to do that as it is now because you can see all of them. But I do know, I always went to the Big East tournament.
Oh, did you really?
Always.
Oh, how was
like
that?
Being in the Garden
Oh man.
On Saturday night for the Big East tournament championship game. And then you always watch the night games because there's always drama in the late games.
There always is.
On Thursday
and Friday.
Right.
Yep.
And so you always stayed up a little bit later, and maybe we're a little bit tired going to school the next
day. So I'll ask you this. Do you have and then I want to go back to the whole Big East tournament thing. We could spend the next 35 minutes talking about that. But do you have an upset game you remember watching that just stood out? It's like, oh, my gosh, I'll never forget watching that game. Do you have one?
Well,
NCAAs?
Probably, I guess, when I go back to my younger days, I remember watching the bigger games, the later games in the tournament, not as much of the upsets early on. So the Chris Webber timeout against North Carolina sticks out in my mind tremendously. Tyus Edney's game winner, coast to coast, late in the game. I think that was an early round deal.
As a Missouri grad, thanks for bringing that up.
So
I appreciate
sorry.
That. No, that's all right. Hold on. Let me pull the knife out of my stomach real quick. It'll be okay. It'll heal up. That's all right.
Yeah,
no, I'm an Oklahoma State Cowboy now anyway. I had to give you a hard time.
Yeah, those are some of the ones that really just kind of jump out because they were moments that happened that you just, you never forget. But then you fast forward, and obviously you see all the images of Bryce Drew's shot.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly, the smaller teams who go on and win, the shot Northwestern State hits against Iowa.
And they beat us. You may not remember or know this. They beat us in Gallagher. That was their first big win. That team had played together for 4 years.
Oh,
they
yeah.
came in here as true freshmen my first year at Oklahoma State, and we just beat the dog out of them. We beat the dog out of them three times. We'd always buy them and bring them in here. That group's senior year, they beat us in Gallagher. They were darn good, and the Iowa Hawkeyes found out the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
That's who they upset. So, anyway, that's a little sidebar on that team. That was a nice team. Mike McConaughey did a good job.
Oh, yeah. Very, very good job. They're struggling this year, but I remember obviously competing against them. But then, you get into it, and you watch it a little bit more from a coaching standpoint now and try to figure out how things happen. But I think it's the greatest event in sports is that NCAA tournament. It's nothing like it, and, it's awesome.
It is. It really is. I mean, gosh, you can think back. I'm so old, I can remember the day in 1981 all the upsets happened. Oregon State lost to Kansas State. Coach Sutton's Arkansas team, U.S. Reed, hit a half-court shot at the buzzer to defeat defending national champion Louisville in Austin. What's funny is you can see Sean and Scott in the video after the shot, and they're like 8 years old, whatever, they were 12, whatever. And then that same day, DePaul was ranked number one in the country and got beat by St. Joseph's.
Wow.
Missed like two free throws, and St. Joe's got a layup uncontested, like with 1 second left to win. So, everybody has those days they remember. I want to go back to the whole Big East tournament thing. Who are the guys you remember watching? I mean, what a litany of players that you would have seen.
Later on, it was the Ray Allen and Kerry Kittles and Allen Iversons and those guys. But I first got into basketball in the probably mid to late 80s. My dad was a Georgetown fan, and so how it started.
Oh, gotcha.
So watching St. John's and Syracuse with Lawrence Moten, and, those teams were unbelievable. Georgetown had Jerome Williams and Othella Harrington and all those type of guys. It was great basketball to watch. It was such a physical game. And everybody,
it's a lot different than what is played in the Big 12 now, isn't it, in terms of style, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The three-point shot was kind of – you may have one guy on each team who's kind of a shooter. And you look at us, like I said, we got 5-6 guys, and even our starting center is a guy I'm comfortable with shooting threes.
Yeah.
There was no three-point shooting centers in the 80s, and there really weren't it. There was a true power forward who played inside as well.
Yeah.
Was a rebounder. Point guards weren't as offensive-minded as they are now. And there really wasn't much ball screening back in that day in the game. It was more motion.
Just
people
motion
played
stuff.
The ball inside out, And if you could find a really good big man, you always felt like you had a chance. Now if you find a dynamic guard or you get a group of guys who can really shoot it, you can make up the difference.
Boy, I think about the coaches in the Big East in those days. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Well, John Thompson at Georgetown.
Yeah, Boeheim, who's still around.
Is rocking and rolling at
Jim
Syracuse. Jim Calhoun.
Yeah, P.J. Carlesimo at Seton Hall.
Who would have been at Pitt at that time?
Ralph Willard.
Ralph Willard. Ralph Willard was at Pitt.
Was that Pitt?
And I guess Rick Barnes would have been at Providence during
Rick
some
Barnes
of that time, right?
Absolutely.
People
Rick
forget
Barnes
Coach Barnes before
he
was
at Clemson.
Texas, and Clemson was at Providence College,
right.
As was Fran, I guess Fran was with him as an assistant for
Fran
a period of time.
Fran was an assistant, and then Fran got the Manhattan College job and then became the head coach at St. John's.
Fran Fraschilla, of course, being the ESPN analyst. Have you known Fran for a long period of time with your background, being a New York guy?
Fran actually recruited me to Manhattan College.
Oh, did
he? I was young, yeah. And then he was the head coach at St. John's before I graduated high school. And then I think before I even got there, he had already left and went to New Mexico.
You have one game at that Big East tournament that just stands out that you saw in person that she's like, oh, I'll never forget that.
The Ray Allen, Allen Iverson game, Georgetown versus UConn, and the Big East championship game that year. I can't remember what year it was. It was probably one of the best, most competitive games that I've ever watched that I haven't been coaching, you know, that I was just watching as a fan.
So let me ask you this. Our fans will be curious. We think the Big 12 tournament, and, of course, prior to that, the Big 8 tournament, is as great an event as you will ever attend from a basketball standpoint because Kansas City is flooded with fans from all the teams, especially the schools, frankly, that are further north, starting with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, especially Oklahoma State, and then all those northern schools just come, you know, pouring into Kansas City. What's it like at the Garden in New York? Is it different? Do you still have a lot of fans? I mean, you've only been, I guess, to – just as a coach, the one Big 12 tournament. But how do you think it's different than the Big East atmosphere-wise?
Yeah, I mean, it's different just because the fan bases are different. You know, basketball is everything at all – well, was at the time.
At all
those
schools.
None of those schools played football.
Yeah, except for Pitt, I guess. That's about it,
so,
yeah.
It's a different deal when you talk about, you know, Syracuse and – who play football, but irrelevant.
They weren't very good,
you know?
Yeah.
And St. John's, I don't even know if they have a football program.
I don't think they do.
Grew up in New York City, always knew St. John's, never heard about St. John's football, ever.
Well, they don't follow college football even that closely.
I don't know if Seton Hall has a football program.
They don't. Providence doesn't have it. No. Villanova has like one double A.
So it's just basketball. And all those kids grow up, and they recruit against each other all the time. So it's just a different atmosphere. You know, you get some of the fan bases in this league have a lot of football interest, and basketball is kind of something they do until football starts. Not here, but some other schools, they do that.
Well, and I think it's probably different, too, and you experienced this at the University of South Carolina. In this league, it becomes about university pride and, to some extent, state pride.
Absolutely.
I mean, West Virginia, my goodness, that's the only team they've got. I mean, Marshall has had their little runs,
sure.
But that, you know, a lot of the state's identity is hinged on what the Mountaineers do. And it's true in Oklahoma. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Kansas State.
Man, I mean, Iowa has more different schools, but they're very similar in that regard. Iowa and Iowa State basketball,
absolutely,
big deals up there. But they also have Drake in Northern Iowa. So, you know, you kind of can balance a little bit more, spread out the fan bases. But, you know, yeah, basketball's a big deal here. And we're glad to be a part of it. I love it because where it's located, kind of like the Garden, it's central for everyone to be able to get to. And like you talked about, all the fan bases being present and the energy in the area. And Kansas City's obviously a great town to have that event.
Oh, and such rich history in Kansas City with, of course, being the original host of the NCAA Basketball Championship at Municipal Auditorium and longtime host of the NAIA National Championship and the College Basketball Hall of Fame and on and on and on and on. We're at Slim Chickens here in Stillwater, and make sure you check out the largest selection of OSU merchandise at the University Store. Shop their location in Gallagher-Iba Arena during home game days or at the Student Union. You can also shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Owned and operated by Oklahoma State, the University Store's proceeds benefit many programs and services that OSU students enjoy on a daily basis. We'll get to some text questions when we come back. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
What makes Slim Chickens so craveable? It all starts with 100% premium tenderloins. Our tenders are hand-dipped in a traditional Southern buttermilk marinade to unlock the flavor and lock in the moisture. Next, we lightly hand-bread every tender and cook to order using the freshest ingredients. Then, we pair it with your choice of 17 house-made dipping sauces designed to satisfy any craving. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Download our app and create an account to get a free Cayenne Ranch chicken sandwich for a limited time.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State University Athletics. At Blue Cross Blue Shield, we're proud to be a part of this community, and we're committed to providing greater access to health care coverage for those that call the great state of Oklahoma home. To learn more about our health care options, visit us online or give us a call. Blue Cross Blue Shield, through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of the Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Orange and black dominate your closet, and nothing shows your true colors like the OSU Visa debit card and credit card from MidFirst Bank. Don't buy your Cowboys gear this season without your OSU Visa debit card or credit card from MidFirst Bank. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to MidFirst.com/Cowboys for details. MidFirst is a proud partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Cowboy fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenience store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com for all your online shopping. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue. Custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Go Cowboys!
No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
If college basketball is your game, then ESPNU Radio on SiriusXM is your place. With insights and analysis from Mark Packer, Rick Neuheisel, Greg McElroy, Danny Cannell, and more. Even Coach K's got a show here. And tons of play-by-play up and down the SiriusXM dial.
Including every Power 5 conference game and every 2018 NCAA men's basketball tournament game.
Sound like a slam dunk? Then try it out for free with the SiriusXM streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/ESPNU trial. Available only in the USA.
Welcome back. We're at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball with the head coach of the Cowboys, Mike Boynton. Next up, Texas, coming up Saturday from the Drum in Austin. We'll have pregame coverage at noon. It's another early Saturday afternoon game with a 1 o'clock tip. Those early Saturday games have been really kind to the Cowboys on the road. We had 11 a.m. start Central Time in the wins at Kansas and at West Virginia. Let's get to some questions, Coach. And first question is, asking about the talent in the state of Oklahoma. And I'll just read the question as it's written. Where is all the talent in the state of Oklahoma? It seems like it's getting slimmer by the year in terms of the depth and quality of basketball talent in this state. What do you think?
You know, obviously I haven't been in the state for too long, so I don't know over the course of time how many players have come out on a year in a year out basis. But in my time, there hasn't been a ton of, and they're talented players in the state of Oklahoma. There's no question. What we always try to make sure we base our evaluations on is the talent good enough to help us win at the level we want to win. And so sometimes maybe there's a kid who's talented enough and maybe just doesn't fit what we're looking for that year. And without being able to get into any kind of specifics, I will say this, the talent in the state over the next couple years is getting a lot better. And so we're encouraged by that because it's always better to be able to recruit from your home base and be able to get kids to come watch your program and be a part of it as they see it develop. So we're encouraged by the fact that we think that over the next, you know, 3 to 4 years, there'll be some really strong prospects that we believe can help us have the success we all expect to have within our program.
Okay, Tim in Choctaw has this, and I think we all can relate. Can OSU basketball get back to where Gallagher's sold out every night? I think so.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
I've got no doubts about that. I'll say this. Our fans have been through an awful lot, and, you know, what we ask them to do is commit financially to being a part of that with us, and sometimes that's not easy. And when we've got to continue to show them that their investment is going to be well worth it and that they're going to have a great experience when they come here, that our kids are going to always represent this school and program in a way that can make them proud. And that we're going to have the success that they want to be a part of, because we know that winning is a factor in this deal. We don't kid ourselves and think that people want to come and watch us not have success. People want to come and watch us, you know, not only compete and play hard and all that stuff, but they want to see results as well. And, you know, we got great faith in our staff and our players. And as we continue to recruit, we'll continue to have the success that people will want to come and be a part of. So, yeah, the fans will be back and that building will be rowdy again in a short amount of time.
Sam down in Austin, Texas, Oklahoma State graduate. Who knows, he might be coming to the game Saturday. We hope you're coming to the game, Sam. Wants to know, do you expect Texas to play you any differently this week based on the recent success you've had against the higher teams in the league?
You know, most people are established with their identity at this point in the season. They have a really, really talented team, I'll tell you that. You look at their roster up and down, and they've, wow, they've got really, really good players. Even though they haven't had probably the success consistently that they expected, they're very, very capable, especially at home, of playing well. Probably have the best shot-blocking big in America in Mo Bamba, a guy who can really change the game defensively for them. And now they've got another healthy body that they didn't have the first time we played them with Roach being back.
Right.
There's a lot of things that I expect from them. I don't think they'll change their identity so much. But I did see them in the last couple games play a little bit more zone than they had leading up to our game the first time. And so that may be one slight adjustment that I'll see from the last time we played.
Of course, you beat Texas here in Stillwater early in conference play by 165-64. Last night, of course, you defeated Texas Tech, and it was a bit later start for Texas at K-State, but they only scored 48 points. Got beat 58-48 by Kansas State. What jumped out to me is 6-for-32 from the field in the second half for Texas. That's 18%, only 29% for the game overall, and 2-for-18 from three. I would wager that most people listening weren't surprised that Kansas State won, but let me ask you this. The fact that Texas struggled so much offensively, the way the game evolved and the way this box score looks, does that surprise you?
You never expect someone to shoot that poorly. Texas isn't the best three-point shooting team, but I think that we're missing that K-State's a pretty good team. So I think at some point we got to kind of give them credit for playing really well.
They've been playing great.
I mean, they've got, what, 9 wins in the league now?
And they're only 2 games out of first.
Yeah, and, you know, those guys have been together for 3 years. Coach Weber's got a really, really strong established identity as a defensive coach, and they've done a really good job night in and night out making it hard for people to score. Do you expect Texas with all that talent and, you know, the experience that their coach has to not be able to put the ball in the basket? But sometimes that happens, and certainly – hope it continues for at least one more game.
We're at Slim Chickens here in Stillwater, and keep Slim Chickens in mind for any party you might be having, because remember, if your catering order is more than $100, just $100, they'll deliver it to you and make it even easier. Slim Chickens, great place to watch the upcoming postseason basketball, which begins, you got championship week starting next week for leagues like the ones we used to roam around in, the Big South, that start early and get their tournaments wrapped up. The low major leagues are fun to watch and kind of get a feel for those teams you might want to pick in your bracket to upset somebody. So it all starts next week. It's a great place to watch. 4 TVs, great food, hang out. You know, you're not far from a TV. My eyesight's not very good, and I can see everything fine. So you come in here and hang out and watch ball and enjoy some great food. And the catering thing, if you're having a party, that's an option too. If you're going to have folks over to the house to watch ball, just let Slim Chickens bring it all to you. Just $100 on your catering order, and they'll deliver it wherever you may be. Back with more after this. From Slim Chickens at Stillwater, it's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad.
Oh, come on. This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. Cowboys in Texas coming up Saturday, then at Iowa State. Coming your way Tuesday from the Hilton Coliseum, and then the regular season finale is home for Kansas a week from Saturday. Speaking of that, we have a Twitter question that's come in. And I think it's more of a wish than a question. Can we find Coach Mike an orange jacket for the Kansas game? That would be awesome. So I guess the question would be, would you wear it?
Absolutely, I would wear it.
Would your wife sign off on it? That'd probably be the first thing. Would she sign off of it, and then would you wear it?
She would. Yeah, absolutely.
We need to find you one.
Where do you find one? That'd have to be custom made.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what? They're to be found.
Okay.
Yeah, you can ask around. Somebody can steer you in the right direction. A guy like Larry Reese, fashion connoisseur, who, by the way, we send good wishes to Larry. He has the flu. And that's why he wasn't at the game last night. We hope he feels better. Gosh, flu stuff's absolutely nasty, but we hope he gets well so he can be back for KU. And he's such an energy guy, you can't keep him tied down.
I've learned I got to be careful what I wear. An orange jacket will be just fine.
Yeah, you could match it up. I think it looks sharp.
Yeah.
So we'll have to work on that. Anybody has any suggestions, just let us know. We'll get Coach hooked up. That all started with Coach Budke. I don't know if you knew that.
I did. I was aware. And happy to see it continue on, and at some point I'll work my way to get one.
Yeah, you could go for an orange plaid look. Nobody's done that. You could be a trailblazer.
Orange plaid.
You have to get the right colors. I'm not smart enough or trendy enough, as you can see, to figure that out. But there's somebody smart out there that can figure it out.
Colors are a big deal. I try to wear orange tie just about every game.
Oh, and you do, yeah.
And I guess I was trying to do something nice for Coaches versus Cancer a couple weeks ago.
I know where you're going.
We were asked as a group to wear this tie that they sent all the coaches. It had basketballs and some sneakers on it.
Yeah, it was cool.
Coaches wear tennis shoes most of the time for a game or two a year. And I wore this tie, but it was not orange. And I got quite a response for that.
Welcome to the family.
It didn't help that we didn't win either of the games. But I thought I was doing something noble to bring some, you know.
How many orange ties do you think you have already by now? Probably 10,
a dozen,
15?
Probably a dozen.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And I'll stick to that.
Sounds good.
I'll buy some more orange, but I won't wear any other colors.
Yeah, all my ties, I mean, outside of some things like funerals and such, they're all orange. I have about two or three that get pulled out for other occasions. The rest of them are just orange. And
yeah, got some orange socks.
No, I don't have those.
Yeah, so.
I can't. I'm too old to wear those. You're still young. You can wear those and get away with it.
No one ever sees those, so I don't know if anybody cares what color socks have on.
That's pretty cool. You could do that with the orange sport coat. Okay, we need to take our last break. That's your fashion segment. Back with some final thoughts after this. With head coach Mike Boynton at the Mike Boynton Radio Show, this is the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand for low-priced, no-nonsense, fair, and honest automotive deals. We are committed to the orange and black.
And we are committed to you.
Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of OSU Cowboys.
They say man cannot live by bread alone. We couldn't agree more. Meet Brahms Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Now this is the way to live. Just look at it. This isn't just any burger. It's Brahms Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Big, juicy, fresh, and delicious. Brahms Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Now that's living.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Slim Chickens. We're glad you're here tonight as we talk Cowboy basketball. And here's to the beer you can always count on, Bud Light, proud friend of Cowboy basketball, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. And remember Slim Chickens for all your catering needs, those upcoming March Madness tournaments, or to watch March Madness. Come to Slim Chickens here at 1011 North Boomer Road. Give them a call to set up that catering order, 405-372-2326. And remember, they'll deliver it to you free if your catering order is at least $100. Well, Coach, good luck. Another big week, and they're all big and they're all tough, but you positioned yourself now, the win last night, to advance beyond the Big 12 Conference Tournament. So much fun in February to play games that matter a lot, right?
Absolutely. That's what we want to be. That's where we want to be. We want to be playing in games that will give us a chance to continue to build this program to the place where, you know, it can be nationally relevant and being in discussion, and then hopefully we're talking about different parts of this, you know, some years down the road. But no, it's fun. It's great to be relevant for people to know that the games matter and for our kids to have something to continue to play for. That's even more so than just playing for the jersey, but knowing that they've got a lot to accomplish ahead of them.
Sounds good. Have a great practice tomorrow, and we'll see you down in Austin.
Thank you very much. Should be fun.
Sounds good. That's Coach Boynton. And to recap the game plan for this weekend, we'll have coverage starting at noon from Austin as the Cowboys take on the Texas Longhorns. That's a 1 o'clock tip-off just after 1 in Austin. And then next Tuesday is another of the early games. It'll be on the road, though, at Iowa State next Tuesday, and that coverage starts at 5, and we'll have a 6 o'clock tip-off. Of course, the first meeting between Oklahoma State and Texas went the Cowboys' way. Cowboys rallied. Remember, they were down 12 with 5:55 to go, came back and won the game 65-64. Tavares Shine got the tip-in with about 3 seconds left that won the game for Oklahoma State, and looking for a similar outcome on Saturday as the Cowboys take on Texas. Another reminder, check us out here at Slim Chickens and come to next week's show. That'll be the last show of the year, so it's your last chance to come by and check out the show and visit with Coach Boynton. We appreciate the great crowd here tonight. Give yourself a round of applause. It's a shy bunch. We had a nice crowd here tonight on a nasty night. But the bad news is it's back to school for you youngins tomorrow. Oklahoma State, after being closed the last 2 days, is back open tomorrow. So it's been fun for the past couple of days for a lot of the, and you hear the boos. That got them riled up at the game last night when they made that announcement that they were not having school tomorrow, and kind of helped the Cowboys go on a bit of a run. So we look forward to Saturday and another great Cowboy win. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you Saturday. This has been the Coach Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens and Learfield.
The Cowboys Sports Network, live from Slim Chickens on Boomer Road in Stillwater, just north of Galgariba Arena. This has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, brought to you by Integris Health, the most trusted name in healthcare. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Bud Light, proud friend of Cowboy basketball, famous among friends. And by Slim Chickens, home of the weekly head coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.